Morocco, week 3, Tuesday. And now, episode 12 of Moon Over Morocco.
Hearts are depositories of secrets. Lips are their locks, and tongues are their keys.
Kelly, Sonny, and Jack are in the Grand Atlas Mountains, beyond the city of Marrakesh. There's a festival. People from the farms, the mountains, and the desert have come to play music and celebrate. You'll probably find the Moroccan music strange to your ears, but it's said if you wish to know the people, listen to the people's music. Meanwhile, Jack Flanders is becoming more and more weird, vague, as though hardly there, waiting, anticipating something, the gateway to another world.
The sun slowly sank behind the mountains. That pure white light of dusk filled the sky, and then withdrew, and the first stars could be seen. The festival continued. It would be going on all night, and the next day, and the next night. Sunny Skies, the girl that we had met in Tangier, was beginning to come apart. In a sense, I felt sorry for her. Our opinions of who we are or how the world ought to be don't stand a chance when the music starts to take over. Jack seems to be enjoying himself.
Look at his face. He's in ecstasy. Look, is there some place I can go to get away from this? At least for a little while?
Yeah, sure. But I better go with you. I think Jack will be okay. Don't you think so?
I guess so. Let's go.
Come on. This way. It's a steep climb, but it'll be quieter. Well, this'll do.
Oh, that's so much better. I was beginning to suffocate down there. I'm beginning to see what you mean about these people. They really are different. For a moment there, I thought I was coming apart at the seams, mentally, you know. It was like when you dream and you're being chased and you're running, but the atmosphere is so thick, so heavy, you're weighted down. Your running is slow, very slow, and it takes all your effort.
Huh. Who are you running from?
Who does anyone ever run from?
There's a saying here that unless you open every door, it is fear that hides behind all our movements.
So you think it's fear that motivates our actions, huh?
So they say.
I don't know if I'm ready for that one. But I guess it's fear that got me here. I fled from the land of the dead. Where I'm from, there's a lot of dead people walking the streets. Dead people running the governments. Their eyes. That's what got me, their eyes. When you look in their eyes, they're covered with a film. And when you look deep into their eyes, there's just a faint, dull flicker at the end of a dark tunnel. That's all that's left. The rest is dead. Some days, it got so bad I couldn't go outside. I was afraid to look people in the eyes because of the distance. The dull, thick deadness they carried and the flame so far away. And when there was a flash, a contact, we were both at such a distance from each other, there was nothing we could do. Where are you from?
Well, I've lived so many places.
Where were you born?
On a farm in Michigan.
Whereabouts?
16 miles south of Ann Arbor. A place called South Lyon. I went to a one-room school.
Yeah, how could a farm boy become an expatriate?
Well, some other time. Do you want to finish?
Finish? Oh, you mean what I was saying? Well, I just started seeing myself in all these people I couldn't stand. The greed in people, the jealousy, the envy. I saw it all in me. I saw myself in them, and I was them and they were me. And that was more than I could take, because I couldn't do anything with what I saw. You know what I mean? It got so that everyone I saw was me. There was all that stuff in them, and that was in me. All the good, all the bad, was all me. Maybe I wasn't caught up with as much hate or prejudice or whatever as some other people, but still, it was in me. All the evil in the world, all the good in the world, all was within me. We should be getting back to Jack.
Finish.
I can't finish. It's unfinished. When you hear of a murderer and know that you, too, have the capability to murder, maybe not another human, maybe just a mosquito. When you see someone totally hypnotized by greed, so it hasn't taken you over completely. There it is, in you. Everything, in you. I can no longer condemn them, for they are me. It is beautiful music, isn't it? These mountains radiate a magic, don't they?
Yeah, this whole country does. Well, maybe we better check on Jack.
Where are we going to find him in this crowd?
Now we'll have to split up. I'll check those groups playing over that way, and, why don't you try those over there?
We'll meet back at the Tent Cafe?
Right.
Thank you.
Jack? Jack?
Oh, Sonny. Sonny, you know, I just realized something.
Yes?
All those creatures in myths and fairy tales. You know, satyrs and unicorns and fairies and centaurs and giants and dragons.
Yeah.
People are going to start seeing them again. Soon.
Maybe so.
You've seen fairies, haven't you?
A long time ago, when I was very little. I've forgotten about it.
A long time ago, we were brother and sister.
In another life?
A long time ago.
I guess I'm ready to believe anything now.
Mm-hmm. The gates will appear soon.
Look! Coming over the mountain. The moon. Oh, have you ever seen it so close? So enormous?
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. zbs.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
My leaping into the middle of that mess was totally insane. Knife blades were flashing through the air, people were drawing long slashes across their bodies, blood ran on the ground, and there I was, right in the bloody middle of it all. The Berbers watching were ecstatic. They'd never seen two Westerners join in the trance and were delighted by the entertainment. As I've said, they have a great sense of humor. I could see Jack ripping open his shirt, preparing to slash himself across the chest. I dove for the arm holding the knife and grabbed his wrist with all my force. As I suspected, he had become as strong as an ox. I had no idea how the hell I was going to hang on to him. I've seen dances like this when a live bull was being driven into the center of a circle. The dancers had worked themselves into such a frenzy, the bull was literally tossed into the air and then torn apart by their bare hands, ripped to pieces, and eaten.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.